You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
If you don't try, took it to the edge. Now I know I'm never gonna live if you're too scared to die.
You're listening to the Rick and Bubba Show, the two sexiest fat men alive.
I'm gonna cut to the chase and I'm gonna speak to you, the next generation. Breathe. If you don't, you'll suffocate. You have a soul. Be careful with it. Don't be a turd. If you're strong, be a protector, and if you're smart, be a humble influencer. Strength and intelligence can be weapons, and do not wield them against the weak. Doesn't matter what it is, earn it. Reach out to someone in pain, be of service. It feels good, and it's good for your soul. God is real. God loves you. God wants the best for you. Believe that. I do. Learn to pray. It's easy, and it's so good for your soul. And finally, nobody is perfect. People are going to tell you you're perfect just the way you are. You're not. You are imperfect. You always will be. But there is a powerful force that designed you that way. And if you're willing to accept that, you will have grace. And grace is a gift. And like the freedom that we enjoy in this country, that grace was paid for with somebody else's blood. Do not forget it.
Seven minutes past the hour, and welcome into the kickoff hour. Will and Meek, it's been today. Bible study live today at New Central. So a lot happening, a lot of stories, and we're 13 days away from an election.
Huh?
Yeah.
Somebody say, really? Yep. It's getting real now. 866, we be big. You help produce this hour. We could do unscreened phone calls. Eddie Van Adler, he's here. I'm Speedy, along with Greg Burgess, Michael Helms with a Good Time Gang, and we'll get you to 1 hour from right now when the main show starts with Rick and Bubba. They are on their way in now, so the crew is ready to go for another day of the Rick and Bubba Show. Well, let's bring them in. I mentioned their names, and here they are, the Good Time Gang. Greg and Helms to my right.
Yo.
Adler's got TV rolling. What's up, boys?
You know, you mentioned 13 days away, and I'm trying not to get election fatigue before it actually gets here.
No, I know.
And I'll do this. Yeah. I'll do this with a lot of things. I do it with sports. The way I've managed my baseball watching, I'm actually still enjoying baseball even after game one last night, and I don't want to do it the same thing with the election. I'm afraid that I'm coming in too hot and really watching, and then when it gets here, I'm going to be like, eh.
Yeah, peak too when early.
I know. Yeah.
You don't want to peak too early.
I don't want to peak too early.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a quick 4 years.
It has. Terry even.
What a wild ride.
Terry told me yesterday, she said, I don't know why. I'm a little nervous about the election. It's like I'm nervous about it. I said, you're nervous about it?
She
said,
yeah,
there's a lot along the line. And I'm like, I give you that. I understand.
Absolutely.
She's like, it's like there's a big game coming up or something. I'm nervous. And I'm like, yeah, but it's real.
Yeah, this is a really big one.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about the debate. I guess it's, tomorrow?
Yeah, Thursday, yeah.
And so I completely stayed away from all political news last night because I thought, well, I'm going to watch that for sure.
So it's tomorrow?
So,
okay.
Yeah, the 22nd, Thursday night.
And so I thought, well, I'm staying away next 2 nights so I can actually watch that and not have the fatigue.
Yeah.
Did they decide if they're going to have the mute button or not?
Yeah, they're going to mute them when they're not doing, like, if it's not your time, your mic is off.
What happens.
Yeah. You know, hopefully.
You know, Joe is going to actually have to come out.
Right.
I don't know where he's hiding right now, but he's going to actually have to come out of something. I know they'll be. Are they going to be in the same room? Did they ever get past all that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Trump's hopping all over the country, multiple rallies a day, thousands of people, and Joe hadn't come out of his house.
They said he's doing debate prep.
Yeah.
I've seen where President Trump has added to his MAGA, and now it's MAGAA, Make America Great Again.
Okay.
True. That's a true story. I'm not making that up.
That's real.
Great again.
But, you know, I was going to say he's hopping around the country, so I know he and Vice President Pence hadn't spent a lot of time together probably. They communicate, but you know what I'm talking about. But Pence is a great debater, and he would do well in this format. Pence would, because, you know, if mics are muted or whatever.
Yeah,
but Trump is so not the politician and not the debater. I'm afraid it's going to be.
You're going to have a lot of this. You're going to have Trump's mouth moving, and we can't hear anything. He'll be able to go.
Yeah. And you're going to hear a lot of off-mic stuff, like, you know, he's hollering across the room. But we'll see how that plays out. But, yeah, it's the last debate. We're 13 days, if you're listening live, 13 days from the election. So give it a little bit longer. But please don't think it's going to be over on Election Day.
No.
Please don't do that.
Oh, no. If you think the next morning you're going to know who your president is, you have lost your mind.
Do you see where we didn't get to it yesterday. He was out, but 100 ballots were caught on fire at this drop box.
Fire department had to put it out.
Yeah. Just burnt.
Guys.
And then they're having to go through it to figure out, can we actually see the names of who's on here so we can count their vote, not count their vote, have them do it over again?
Stuff like that is going to just lead to, hey, I mean, we don't have a true count. We had stuff burned up. We've had some thrown away. This will never be settled.
Never. Yeah, I know.
We're going to see things that are unprecedented that have never happened in an election on how far we're going to drag it out. I don't know. It may be a year.
It may shock you what I'm about to say. I think that we're actually going to know, and it's going to be handled the way that our democracy is set up to be handled.
Well, buddy, I hope you're right. I'll give you that.
I don't think either.
Do. If we come in on the 4th and you're right, I mean, I know this is tough, but I will buy you lunch.
If it's not a blowout, now, if it's a blowout, but if it's close, neither side will concede it.
No, not at all.
Neither.
So get ready for that. It's just a crazy time for sure.
It really is.
Last night, I didn't get to see any of it. Terry and I were on the road to go see one of our boys. And so JC was up at Wallace playing. So we just had a good old time. We called it a day date. We just got away and had a great time together. So I saw nothing. I saw no politics. I saw no games, nothing. But I understand the Dodgers won game one of the World Series 8-3.
They did. Kershaw pitched. Goodness, he's so good for him. You know, I was wanting this to happen badly for him, especially. He pitched 6 innings, gave up 1 run. It was a home run, but he struck out 8. And I think they said, I want to say he is 3 or 4 strikeouts away from being the all-time strikeout leader in the playoffs. He's passed Smoltz last night, and I don't even remember who was in front of him, but he's just a few strikeouts away, which is remarkable.
Yeah.
But he pitched. He got the run support that he doesn't always get. Sometimes it's on him, okay? Yeah. He got some runs. Mookie Betts is such a game changer on so many levels. Whether, you know, we talked about his play in the field last night. You know, if he gets on first, he might as well be on third the next 2 pitches, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then he scored on just a routine ground ball to first base that most everybody else would have been out on. But because of the jump he got, the speed, the slide, his athleticism, he scores. Bellinger hit another home run, which is remarkable too. You know, it's funny because they just got through talking about him popping out his shoulder in the celebration 2 nights before. He said that this is 3 times he's done this now.
So it's the thing.
And each time it happens, he needs a day's rest, and then he's fine. It's like nothing ever happened.
I've never understood that arm thing.
I hadn't either.
That always looks violent. I mean, you're thinking, that can't be good.
So he pops it out of place. He has a day's rest, and evidently it's fine because he ripped one just a yickety-yak last night.
These shoulder people that have that issue, it's crazy because you'll have, like, JC had a friend, it happened to him, it messes labrum up and everything else. Boy, and it popped out, you know, but for him, I guess it's just been part of his life and he just pops it back in. I had a buddy of mine in high school. He had that issue. His shoulder would pop out every now and then, and he'd be in so much kind of pain, but if you ever got it back in, he seemed to be okay. He's like, just moving on. All right, here we go. It's like it's his thing, you know. I wish that happened to you a lot, and you were get it back in.
And we had to do it like 3 times a day.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Well, game one's maybe in the books. And by the way, Joe Buck did not say anything about the flyover last night, even though they had one. Mm-hmm. He didn't make any kind of reference.
I'm going to go ahead and send it out to our listeners. We got it.
Yeah.
We covered
it twice yesterday.
Covered it twice.
And
right.
talked about it in the phone truck.
Yeah.
So you don't have and to we don't it. Really think it's a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
It's not.
No, it's not.
I didn't see anything disrespectful. Look, whatever.
Yeah. I think where we landed, though, I think is accurate, where they were actually on each other.
They were.
I think.
Yeah.
But we did get it. My favorite is when we were getting emails about that while we were talking
sure.
about it. Yeah. And I understand you can't listen and watch every second.
I get that.
And we appreciate you loving us and thinking about us, but we got it.
We got it.
It's going to be like that guy talking about them bees.
Uh-huh.
We've been getting that sent to us for 4 years.
Uh-huh. We might have to play that coming out.
Trump just got elected when I first saw that.
All right, we'll take a break. We have started 16 minutes past the hour. It's the Good Time Gang here on the Rick and Bubba Show. There he goes. We're showing. Oh, wow.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, we're back. It's 21 minutes past the hour. Okay, Greg, this is for you.
All right, what?
Here's the bee story that everybody keeps sending us. It happened 4 years ago.
Well, I just had got done feeding my chickens, watering them and stuff, and I walked back to my house there to get my phone so I could play a video game on it. And all of a sudden, I heard a big boom. I looked back out my door, and the electric pole fell, and the lines was falling, and the geotackler was sideways into the fence. And as a guy come out, screaming and squalling.
Oh, wow.
Squalling.
And running around about like a chicken with head cut off. Mm. I told him he needed to get out of that water. Mm. Say, I didn't know he was getting eaten up by bees. I thought he was just high. Oh. That girl in that little bikini, she had a little red dot. I thought, over here. If they feel like my leg feels, I'd say they're learning.
All right, then. I feel like my leg.
We got that one.
Needed an interpreter for those last
still,
few.
I don't know what he said. Still sent that story. I just wanted to bring back some memories.
It's a great story, but we've been getting that one steady for years.
If
you'll listen to some of those drops, it's not too far off.
If most of America has shared something on social media, chances are we got it.
Oh, we got it.
All right, let me see here, Greg. Let me see here.
Hey, you heard about Joe Buck, Troy Aikman? Commie Buck.
Oh,
I didn't say it. I stopped in the middle.
All right. Let me see if I can do this here, Greg.
I hate to say this, but I don't think we got two.
Here we go.
Look, you just talked right over it.
You don't have to do this.
Don't make him mad. It's Nacho Day.
I hate to say this, but I don't think we got tools here to pull this off.
Say, I didn't know he was getting eaten up by bees. I thought he was just high.
I know. Fine. See, I was in my regular voice because we were in the back.
That's right.
I went in my great broadcast voice.
That's right. Yeah. It is National Nacho Day.
Ooh, buddy.
Actually, it's international.
Let me tell you
international.
Oh, day. Worldwide.
International Day of the Nacho.
Well, I will say, I make fun of all these days. I will give this something.
You will?
It deserves a day.
Okay.
I love me some nachos.
Huh.
Love them.
All right, let's stop there.
I like all kinds of
okay,
nachos.
That's what
you
I'm
do.
Getting at.
Yeah.
So when you say nachos, Speedy, Nacho Day, are they just talking about chips and salsa, chips and dip.
Today is the International Day of Nacho. It was declared such the day in 1975 honor of the supposed inventor of the nacho, a Mexican chef, that they say in 1943, this is how the story goes, so just hang on. In 1943, a group of U.S. Army wives went to a restaurant in Mexico for a meal. Because the pantry had dwindled down to tortillas and cheese, and that's it.
Okay.
So, apparently, at the place they went to, the chef was nicknamed Nacho, and he heated up tortillas that he broke them down. He melted cheese on the top and added a slice of jalapeno peppers.
Oh, talk to me.
And so they loved that so much that because his nickname was Nacho, the chef, They said, hey, he made us some nachos.
And it's stuck ever since.
Well,
I'm going to tell you, my hat's off to Nacho. Because
mm-hmm.
I like it. I like the, even from plain, just a little chip with some cheese melted on it and dip it in salsa.
That's what I
Or I go down here to this restaurant and I'll just build it. I want double chicken. I want black olives. Yeah. I want jalapenos. I want all that, man.
How about
queso,
this?
Queso, throw that on there.
Yeah.
God, that's a good
building up.
Yeah. I wish they had one right now.
Nacho Primo.
Nacho! I love that. I just love nachos.
You just love nachos?
So today I will celebrate nachos. Yeah. I'm not going to eat any, but I had some
Saturday. I had at the Mexican restaurant right up here. Nacho Supreme.
I like to burn cheese on them, cook it real cheese on them, put it in the microwave for a long time, about a minute.
Yeah.
That's when it's good.
And then just dip them.
Oh, jalapeno, how won't you go on there, too?
I might even
drop a little sour cream. You don't know.
Not a big sour cream guy.
I'm not huge, but I want a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that I take sour cream off everything?
I do too, normally, because you know why? They do it just like they do sometimes mayonnaise on hamburgers. They put too much.
Yeah,
right.
I can take sour cream, but it has to be a little. Boy, Adler's killing me with
I know. Good night, Adler.
See, that's a perfect little
okay,
mix.
So golly, this is one good. Other. Sour cream is one thing that I feel like I've spent half my life not enjoying because I was such a picky eater when I was young.
Just give me
a little bit, and now I love it. So, Terry, every now and then, when we have Taco Tuesday or whatever, whenever we're having tacos, the discussion is always, hey, do you want soft shell, hard shell, or do you just want it all broken up and almost like a taco salad? So if you had those three, what's your choice?
I break it up, make
you
a salad out
you
of it.
You do?
I do, too. Yeah.
All right. Or I'll start off with a couple of hard shells, and then I'll do it.
Okay.
Don't like soft shell. If I want that, I'll eat a burrito.
Do you know what I do sometimes with the hard shells? I make them the nachos. I crumble them up.
I did the same thing.
On top of the lettuce and meat and cheese and jalapenos.
Heat them up on that pan. Yes. I do that, too. Yeah. How about the tacos with the flat bottom where they can sit down?
Yes.
That's a good invention.
It is. Wish I'd thought of it.
I know. It's not that tough. But
I'm starving right now.
Yeah. Nacho! So that's nacho really. Day.
Nacho!
I love that.
He holds that out for about 10 seconds.
I make fun of all these days, but I'm on.
Yeah,
I will honor nacho.
Half of them I bring up so you can make fun of them, but I knew you might like International Day of the Nacho. That's today.
Nacho's up.
So I had something that I talked about after she made them. Terry put what you're talking about. She had some chips and she put a little bit of ground beef on them.
Oh, yeah.
And some cheese or whatever. Put it in the oven for maybe a minute or so.
Oh, I do that all the time.
And then just let the cheese melt onto the chip where they're like one. And then it's one of those things where you pick up one chip and like five come with it. And it's just just a mess.
I do the same thing. I put it on a pan and I get hamburger meat, chips, cheese piled, and then I put it on the broil and burn it a little bit.
Yes.
Elwin, I'll go ahead and have a little salsa in there.
Oh, I'm going to do this for you.
Nacho!
Hold on.
That is awesome.
It is. So, international, you said you will honor that today.
Does that mean? Will you go
I'll
get
I'll just give it to you. I probably won't. But.
What? How are you giving it?
Just maybe, being respectful.
Maybe make your little...
being respectful to the nachos.
So today during the show, we just ought to know you're being respectful.
I wish I had a picture.
Is that it?
That's it. I wish I had a picture of the guy they named it after, and we could set it out just today.
Okay.
So when Bubba goes, hey, what's going on with Greg today? I go, well, he's just respecting Nacho Day.
That's right. That's it. Yeah, and I'll be honest, the ballpark nachos, they're such a mess. I'm not. I'll eat them.
Yeah.
The gas station/ballpark those aren't good. No. Tell you what it will do, though. I'll buy a hamburger.
Ooh.
And then get them to put nacho cheese and jalapenos on the hamburger.
Oh, yeah.
If some concession stands will do it, some
okay.
Won't.
Yeah. It helps if you know the guy behind that, too.
Because they don't know how to charge you for
right.
it.
So, if you pass a place that you could go in and get some nachos, will you have, a moment of silence where you'll turn the radio down and just honor them today?
I may go down here to Moe's and stand outside the door and just look in.
Okay. That's good.
Before they open.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Life's just anchors and you're in it. Too afraid to admit it. You're spinning out of control. So keep going like you got this. Keep smiling just to hide.
25 minutes till top of the hour. Kickoff hour is live. Rick and Bubba join us in 30 minutes from now. Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget, Willamette could spin.
Bible study live today at noon central with Rick. A lot happening. We're kind of hopping around a little bit, talking about the news of the day and what's going on with the old Good Time Gang. As we move on down the road here in this hour, have you ever understood these people, and they're sick people, that throw things off the overpass and it lands on cars? Have you been hearing about this?
No. Yeah, this stuff's been going on for years. It's not that there was a case on I-20 down here where somebody was injured really bad.
Like here recently in the news, it's a guy threw a sandbag over the overpass and landed on a car. And I guess because it's Halloween, they have, you know, Halloween-themed things they're going to throw over. But a student in Indiana is lucky to be alive because someone dropped a pumpkin over an overpass and it went through his windshield. It was on the passenger side, thank goodness, where no one was sitting, and he survived it. But I don't understand these people. I'm going to throw things off the overpass and hope it hits you.
I know. I mean,
they're sick individuals. No, don't get me wrong.
Because it's done been proven that you can kill people doing
that.
You know, we've had instances of that. So you think, well,
what's your plan? Are you wanting to do that? Are you wanting to kill people? Do you think it's funny? Well, what are you doing?
I remember as a kid, we would, and this is, I'm not proud of this moment, but, you know, you do the water balloons, like if you were at the beach and condo in the high rise, and you toss a water balloon down and probably wouldn't hit them, but you'd scare them with it.
Yeah.
But I never occurred to me to go to an interstate, throw a sandbag.
Why everybody's going 80 miles an hour and I drop a big giant rock or something.
Right. Yeah, you've heard bricks, up bricks, rocks or whatever. Now we're getting into
scary.
I'm throwing pumpkins and sandbags over. I just don't understand that.
Yeah.
And making actually national news here recently, we had an incident on the interstate here in Birmingham, right by one of the big junctions, where some person in a little white car ran into somebody else that hit a truck and sent them over, killed the driver of the truck, and the person that started it all just kept on going.
Yeah.
They don't know who it is.
They're showing the video, seeing if anybody, and from what I'm looking at, you really can't tell kind of car. I mean, it's going to be hard to identify it.
Yeah, it really is. You tell your kids, and even, you know, we try to be defensive drivers. I don't know how you can be a defensive driver to this. I mean, he comes coming through, and Adler's showing it on YouTube. A lot of
so they can't find the guy,
The guy that started this, they cannot find.
It's a little
white car going off there,
right there.
And
he just kept on going.
Yeah.
Do you know? Do you think? I want to say that one more time. Do you think he thought? I don't know, or she.
Do you think they didn't? Know. They didn't.
I was going to say.
They didn't see that truck go over?
Is there? Well, there's about. If you look, there's 3 or 4 cars right there beside him. When they all move on, they all kind of just go on about their business. Now I realize that's the one that started it. But
so he's lost control. So he's merging, and he hits another car.
I think they'll find him. It could be anybody, but I think they'll probably find him. But that's not just in the Birmingham market. That's making national news. People trying to find this person. Like, hey, who is this?
About the fact that the truck,
I know,
one of them car haulers just went right over the wall fell down to the highway below it.
Yeah.
And hit a car down there.
And the driver lost his life.
Yeah, the driver of the truck did. The driver of the car that got hit didn't.
No. Anyway, just y'all be careful out there. I know we have a lot of you on the roads listening to the kickoff hour here. And just be wow. We were talking about that last night, Terry and I, coming back from Wallace. We were sitting there. She was showing. And it's just like, wow, I cannot believe that. We move along. I thought about you, Greg, on this next story, not because of just follow me on this. A drunk man breaks into McDonald's looking for chicken nuggets.
You know, those chicken nuggets aren't that good.
And I didn't think of you because of the drunk part.
I thought
of you more because this is your kind of story.
You're right. So I'm going to risk jail over chicken nuggets. Probably not.
Yeah. 25-year-old drunk man. We all knew that.
I guess it
right?
made perfect sense to him at the time.
Yeah, he had a hankering for some chicken nuggets and went to the fast food chain in search. However, once he arrived, he was surprised that no one was there to take his order. So the man exited the restaurant through the front door, which was opened to responding police officers. But the young man was charged with disorderly conduct while intoxicated. Fortunately, no chicken nuggets seemed to be disturbed, no damage reported.
Well, he was going to have to cook them.
Yeah, and he was in the process of going ahead and getting ready, and he wanted some chicken nuggets. And dadgummit, nobody was in there to take his order.
Boy, don't you know when he sobered up, he's like, oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Now, looking at it now, probably wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, probably. Okay, I'll give you that. Wasn't a good idea.
Okay, at the time, it seemed like, you know, something I might want to do.
Right. He was really hungry.
Boy, was he.
Yeah.
He must have liked chicken. I like the fact that he clarified the exact food he wanted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm actually here for chicken nuggets.
Yeah. If you're a nugget person, where do you go? Is it McDonald's? Is that the nugget you fall on?
Chick-fil-A's got a good nugget.
Oh, yeah. Not even close.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you somebody else that's got a decent one because it's spicy.
Yeah.
I think I don't know if they do nuggets or not.
They did little strips.
We're talking about little nuggets, Greg. You know about little nuggets.
Chick-fil-A is a walking dog.
Little nuggets.
That's right. Chick-fil-A is a walking dog of the fried nugget. Okay. I think you can't touch them.
High brows.
Wendy's has a spicy nugget.
Yeah, but it's the old prefab nugget.
I know, but it's spicy.
You
Greg.
See how he talked down to you?
I know. He's a nugget expert.
I will say this.
That's why I brought it up.
There ain't nothing like that big tray full of them Chick-fil-A nuggets. I don't like the little old doughy bun when you get them. I want just the nugget.
Just the nugget. You're talking about just a giant tray. Big old round tray of nuggets with the sauce in the middle is what you want.
Yeah.
Hmm? Mm-hmm. Before Corona, we could have
and
that.
That one you can get over here at Chick-fil-A is not pricey either. You can get it and eat on it for 2 days.
I love it.
Act like you've done that before.
We have.
With kids, that's a go-to.
It is a go-to, especially if it's right close to your house. What do y'all want for dinner, lunch tomorrow, and then dinner again?
Yeah.
Let's buy that big nugget platter.
So y'all agree. Those are the best ones.
Yeah. I'll give you that. The kids.
I'm not going to break in if they're closed to get them.
No.
They're good, but they're not that good.
Right. Now, everybody, I love how everybody now tries to say, hey, these are real nuggets. It's real chicken.
Yeah, because you remember the original McDonald's chicken nugget? I'm not sure what that was.
Right. But you ate it anyway because you were hungry.
I did.
Yeah.
You know, we were teenagers and we'd get a 20-piece, eat it for ourselves. But I'm not sure what that was.
Yeah.
I don't think it was chicken. Now, they've upgraded them. They're a little better than that.
What's the sauce at McDonald's that everybody gets in there? Is it sweetens
come back
it? What no it's no. Is it sweet and spicy or what is
sweet
it
and sour
sweet and
speaking
sour.
Of which I meant
what's
to bring
the best
this
sauce
up
for that
for which one
barbecue
you like barbecue
I'll no, go
I
Polynesian
keep it simple.
Do you not go Polynesian every once in a while when
yeah
you go
that's
to,
not
up here?
Bad it's not bad
all right so I did not know this and y'all may have so Buffalo Wild Wings charity charge brought us wings the other day
yes. Oh, them were good
and there was a new thing of real spicy.
Yeah.
And he said, those are our new whatever. And we didn't give him a whole lot, but we did eat them. And I even told Greg, okay, do you know what you were eating?
No.
I did not know this until I looked it up because I was thinking, man, I want to get some of those. And Amanda was asking, because I took some of them home. She was asking, hey, what is that? That's a good taste. I don't know what the sauce was, but do you know what we were eating? We were not eating chicken.
What were we eating?
It was cauliflower. It's their.
You're lying.
No,
oh, really?
I promise you.
Huh.
It was a cauliflower nugget that they're doing for vegetarians.
And you tore it up, didn't even know.
Yes,
it was
and
good.
Greg had it, and he said it was good. I was hammering it, and I thought.
Well, I ate more of it. I'd known they were healthy.
It's the healthy nugget.
I'd have went back to another place.
I don't think it's necessarily healthier.
It's healthier.
I think it was just marketing to the vegetarians out there.
Cauliflower's got to be healthier than chicken. You would think, right?
I don't know. It depends on what you're trying to do.
Boy, had a lot of good selection of them wings in there.
Guys, I was eating because they were a different size.
Yeah,
you know,
I noticed that.
And I thought, well, this is neat. They've got them a little like popcorn chicken here.
Yeah.
And it was not, it was cauliflower.
It was good. Back to not knowing what you're eating. I had a turkey weenie the other day for hot dogs. And I had
I bet that was hard to cook.
Well, I didn't know it was turkey until Terry said, you know, it's a little turkey weenie for the hot dogs. And I had no idea it was turkey. I had no idea.
Turkey sausage, like the Polish type sausage.
Yeah.
I can buy that all the time. Cooking on the grill, it's excellent.
Yeah. But going back, you know, I don't know.
I ain't never had turkey weenie. I'll let you handle that. I'm going to stick to the other.
Wait, now what you put on a hot
turkey
dog?
Turkey bacon.
Yeah, I'd rather have turkey bacon than
you
turkey
have?
Weenie.
Isn't that what you call them on hot dogs?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Huh?
I just call them hot dogs.
I thought you had quite a meal there.
I wasn't on a Zoom call, no.
Turkey Franks, there they are.
There we go. Okay, maybe I should
stick to Franks.
Stick to Franks.
Oh, well, I mean, I just, all right.
Wow.
But I didn't know it until we started eating on it. I was like, Terry's like, you know what this is, right? I didn't know.
Oh, Hams, how's your shoulder, by the way? I got a cure for it.
You can't say nothing.
That was a throwback inside joke from yesterday.
Yeah, I'm going to scratch my ear.
Yeah, somebody's headphone.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Nine minutes till top of the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by allform.com/Bubba. Rick has talked about his furniture at Camp House and how much he loves it. Allform furniture is delivered right to your door in days. It's high quality, handmade in America, in North Carolina. Armchairs, sofas, sectionals, love seats at affordable prices. They come with a forever warranty, too. 100-day trial and free delivery. Allform.com/Bubba is where you want to go. And when you do, you're going to save 20% off anything you buy. That's allform.com/Bubba to save 20% off anything you buy as a special thank you. If you're a member of the military, a first responder, a student, or a teacher, you'll get 25% off. So go there now to rickandbubba.com under the sponsors button or write to them at allform.com/Bubba. All right, as we roll on back, we were just kind of hopping around during the break, and Phil Collins is in the news, and it has to do with his ex-wife. And it's a bizarre story, Greg.
First thing, let me just say this. Mm-hmm. And I know when we haven't seen, like, TV stars, musicians, whoever, in a long time, we assume they still – have you seen Phil lately?
Boy, he is
aged. He is.
You're right. Back to that point, we age, but we don't expect them to.
Yeah. He's 70, though?
He's 69, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just saying, though.
I know.
But I forget because I just remember him up there.
In the air tonight.
Well, he's not in his house tonight. I know that.
No, he isn't. No. And this is a bizarre story.
Yeah.
Have you seen his ex-wife? But anyway.
Wow.
Do we basically – Okay. Oriani, I don't know how you say her
name. Careful.
Sevi.
They're in a standoff. Basically, she broke up with him, for lack of a better term, by text.
That's nice.
25 years younger than him.
Yeah, she ran. She's weird looking.
What are they, teenagers breaking up with text messages?
Listen, so she runs off to Las Vegas and marries some musician boyfriend of hers, and then they come back and get in his $33 million mansion and refuse to leave, have hired armed guards to protect them, and have, like, covered up all the surveillance cameras. And I don't know how you can do that. What does this mean? They state the couple is allegedly threatening implicitly and explicitly to prolong their unlawful occupation of the property through force, even though the property is 100% owned by Collins. That's some legal something. Yeah. I don't know. It says an injunction is urgently needed to end the armed occupation and take over of Phil Collins' home by his ex-girlfriend. Now, it said his wife, and then it says girlfriend.
Well, I think they divorced and then got back together.
That's right.
But I don't know if they ever remarried.
That's what it was. You're right. You're exactly right.
Can't believe I know
but
that.
But she's just taken over the house and with armed guards?
It's almost you know when they say that this, when you try to evict somebody, but you really can't, and you got to go through all this legal process to make them leave, even though they haven't paid you a dime? It sounds like some of this, they're hiding behind some legal move here, but they've hired armed guards to keep people out. How about if that's your $33 million home and you can't get in it?
Yeah.
He's worried about it. He has memorabilia and stuff like that from the past. He's scared they're going to, you know, do something with it just to get back at him.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to take armed guards and go, hey, you can't come back in, you probably will do something with the house. You know, he has reason to be worried. I would just be worried about being able to get my house back. You know, much less what's in it.
He basically says, Phil Collins' lawyer says that they're trying to shake him down for money. That's all they're doing.
Mm-hmm. And, so give me money, legal, and I'll give you a house back.
Yeah, that's what it's coming down to. So, how about that?
In the air tonight.
In the air tonight.
Good gracious. I used to love that song. I guess I still like that song. I just hadn't heard it in a while.
Wow.
That was kind of my motivation song.
What?
You really? Like that?
Yeah, you play that, and you get fired up about something.
Okay, here it is. They married in 99. They had two kids together. They split in 2006. And she reportedly then got $46 million in the divorce in 2008.
Wow.
Done blown through that.
Good gracious.
Wow. Then here it is, like you said, Hams. In 2016, they reunited and began living together again, although they never remarried. Wow.
But how do you blow through $46 million in just a few years?
I know. I know. You think when he wrote that check, too. Of course, now here's where he messed up. He got back with her.
He let her back.
Yeah. Let her back in the house, and evidently she's found some legal means that
he should have.
Because she's got a lawyer, too, and their lawyer says, oh, yeah, we're going to fight it in court.
He should have knew why she was coming back.
Come on. She got him. She went and married her musician boyfriend, too. Don't leave that out.
No.
So the end result here, I got to go back to, all right, I take over a house, and I'm using armed guards to like say you can't come back in. The end goal is I want money. How does she think this is going to end?
I'm not sure.
I bet he writes her a check. I tell you how.
Go, how about that 46.7 I wrote you in 2008? I thought that may hold you over. Sorry.
But see, Greg, they got back together, and now she feels like she deserves
more. Oh, that's wiped clean.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And that's true. I think legally, once you've anything else, you know, in the past, that you can't use against them.
Good night.
But
he made that decision to bring her back, which was stupid,
right.
Evidently.
Well, Phil.
There you go. Well, it's just a bizarre headline. When you see Phil Collins, you don't think you're also going to read in the headline that his mansion is taken over with armed occupation from his ex-wife.
I know.
That's just not something you think you're going to read, but it is 2020, so why are we surprised?
Her and her new husband are in my $33 million home.
Right.
Wow.
And I'm in a hotel, I guess. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I don't know where
he is. Phil must have done really well all them hits over the years.
How about that? Still getting paid, I'm sure.
Yeah. Wow. But I tell you what he ain't doing. He's going to his $33 million mansion in Miami.
He's not standing a lot either, I noticed.
Yeah, there's a picture of him performing. He's sitting in a chair on the stage.
That hurts.
Maybe you need to let it go.
That hurts. Mm-hmm. Well, he can't let it go, Greg. He's got somebody that's in his house with armed guards.
True. He's got to go out and make a little money. I wonder if he still sings good, you know, because it's tough to maintain that.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah, Phil owns a lot of property. I'm sitting here looking through the story myself, and it's just a legal mess.
His wife, she's got them over. You know, them people that get them cheekbones put in plastic surgery, and you look like an alien.
Yeah,
that's what she looks.
Well, they don't know where.
How do people think that?
She had several things.
They don't know where
put in.
So I looked at the mirror and said, I want my eyes real slanted, and I want to have big giant cheeks.
And look at those lips, gigantic.
What it is when they start stretching that skin, you know,
Greg.
Greg,
your face changes.
I'd like to come to
really making me nervous.
Your eyes just, you know.
I know.
I can't dump the video.
I'm just saying, it's plastic surgery, how they stretch that skin. Yeah. It makes your eyes appear that way.
Right.
It's just like you look like a character off some kind of cartoon.
And she's done something to her lips, too.
Yeah,
we're going to do the old fat
lip. Inflated.
Yeah.
Which I don't get.
I don't get that either.
Hey, what's that soap opera? If you don't have those lips, then they're not going to look right when people try to add them to you.
I know.
You know, just be thin-lipped.
Do you think, let's go back to this, this cosmetic surgery people. Do you think the next one, it's going to correct what it looks like now? Or is that what they're trying to do and they keep making it worse?
Well, look at Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson's a prime
example.
Right. It's like you go past the point of no return and you keep fooling with it. Now it's just damaging. Now,
right.
I mean, you're never.
So is their mindset, no, I want more of this? Or, no, I need you to correct this make it look better.
I don't know. Or try to fix what we've done.
Yeah, and it keeps making it worse.
Just like anorexic people that see themselves in the mirror and actually they see fat, which doesn't make any sense.
No,
but it's maybe it's some of that.
Can I go back to the lips? So I don't understand. So are there people out there that go, I'll tell you what, man, I just was not into her until she got her lips fixed.
Boy, but she came
inflated.
Back and those big
Have y'all seen her lately? I tell you what, man. I'm in.
Yeah.
I don't get that. I've never.
She's already. Yeah.
Are there lip people out there?
And none of them.
You know, they're leg people. I wonder if there's lip people.
I don't know, but they're always looking like this.
What if there's ear people?
She's ready to kiss me.
That's ridiculous.
Greg, are you an ear person?
No.
A what?
Rick and Bubba.
It is 6 minutes past the hour. Hello and welcome. It's time for another Rick and Bubba show. You've already got a kickoff hour that has started. Bubba and I will now join the guys, but we'll start this hour as we all come together with the national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we
8.5 minutes past the hour. There's your national anthem, and here's your Rick and Bubba team. Here we go. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, Eddie Van Adler, they've all been giving you a kickoff hour on the Rick and Bubba Radio Network, our TuneIn app, also archived on our podcast archives, live and archived on our YouTube channel. We're glad you're here. You can get us on the iHeartRadio apps. You can also get us on Pandora, Spotify. Wherever you grab content, Rick and Bubba content should be there, including Blaze TV, for those of you who may be watching us on Blaze. And Rick and Bubba University, the podcast, is also on Pluto TV as well. So a lot of different options. If you get overwhelmed by that, just go to rickandbubba.com. You can find all those different options there. And you should never be without the Rick and Bubba show if you really do want it. No one stands between you and us if you can just work different platforms out there. Let's bring in the other half of the two sexiest fat men alive, the pride of Cedar Springs, Alabama. Most of you probably know him best as the Silver Tongue One, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza and a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the King's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill. Bubba Bussey! Howdy, Bubba.
How about you, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, associates everywhere. Yeah, I know the world looks like it's out of control. Yep. I got that. Yep. But that's why we're here, to share it together each and every day. Been doing it for a while,
yes,
and
we
appreciate you being here with us.
Gray, for those of you who don't watch on YouTube. Bubba, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
You know, I'm ready to go. As you said, we have much to unpack as we, guys, we approach this election, and it is a doozy. World Series started last night. Anybody out on Tuckley didn't see it, don't know what happened, but no, that started last night. All this feels weird.
Somebody said Sammy Kershaw was pitching.
That's funny. is that something that happened?
No.
Yeah.
No, he's Clayton Kershaw.
Sammy Kershaw's pitching.
Our new employee over there is on top of it.
Yeah. Well, look, he's ready. He's got it. He's ready.
So I'm just having a little fun. You don't even know who Sammy Kershaw is.
I do.
Do you
Singer.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Okay. Absolutely. That's musician.
The queen of his double wide track.
The Dodgers won big last night. Clayton Kershaw, who has had playoff problems in the past, on the night he eight strikeouts, gave up a run, and he had the run support he needed. So it was, I think it ended up like 8-3 Dodgers.
You know, he is such a good pitcher, and he pitches
and
for a team.
Singer.
Yeah, I know it. Who's had some really historic pitchers? You know, when you think about Sandy Koufax and all those. I mean, there's a ton of them. I can't run the list. But I know. And look, he's got a heck of a fastball.
He looks great.
And but I'm glad he had a good outing and kind of got that monkey off his back that he couldn't pitch in the playoffs.
No,
you know, or
no
struggled
doubt.
In the playoffs.
Well, and that's the thing is so he's a few strikeouts, 2-4 strikeouts away from being the all-time strikeout leader in the playoffs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that speaks volumes when you haven't won a World Series. And so hopefully he got it done last night. Hopefully they'll get it done. I'm pulling for him. Something interesting that I think you guys, is it Pentatonix?
Yeah.
We all love them. Something like that. They sang the national anthem.
Did they really?
I want to hear that.
It
was really cool.
Did they bring it?
Well, it was one of those split screen.
It wasn't the Tone Rangers, are you sure?
Audio deals that you're doing now right. where you've got the different screens. Right. It was really good. Really well done.
Do y'all know how they're doing the ticket deal there in Texas? Because I think it's funny if Dodger fans are flying to Texas to see the game when they just can't go.
Drive across town.
Yeah, I think that's smart. Where's the science with that one? But how are they doing that? Is it just local people, or can you fly
I don't think
in?
It's local, and the reason I say that is because yesterday we got a phone call from someone we all know, and he buys these tickets, and he said that he bought them because he thought he was really claiming he was the problem with the mojo because he bought a bunch of tickets thinking he could sell them to his Braves fans.
Yep.
And now he's got them, and he's having to get rid of them and trying to find Dodger fans to get them to.
And that was
so they're coming from all over and they're flying. So
that makes a lot of sense.
The bullfrog.
Yes.
Yeah. So also something I'm really interested in is I love when the far left attempts in today and they're just eating them alive because this is what they live for. Babylon Bee.
Oh yeah.
Babylon Bee's being attacked and their return fire over the top. It's just so funny when they say to CNN, with all due respect, there's only room in this place for one satire, a fake news site, and that's us. Y'all need to stop trying to take our and they've gone after them. And, of course, I'm looking at some of their great ones today. Heartwarming Amy Coney Barrett just adopted a local troubled youngster named Hunter. It's got Hunter Biden.
So that's good.
Liberals confused by man giving money without government forcing him to, and it shows Trump giving a donation at the church. Have you seen their 8 beautiful travel posters for America's Democrat-controlled cities? Bubba, come see the ancient ruins of Chaz. and then it's got another one.
That's good.
Star in your own murder, Chicago.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, let me tell you something. You know what this does to them? It says health experts now recommend maximizing social distance by attending a Biden rally. Guys, when you stoke their Babylon fire, all they're going to do is just tourists flock from around the country to view ancient ruins of Chaz.
The picture's great.
They're good.
Well, we have some other excitement out there. I don't know if y'all saw that Donald Trump sit down to do an interview with 60 Minutes and apparently got fed up with it part of the way through and quit.
Okay.
Yep. So that'll be on, what, Sunday night, you think? Mm-hmm. Or Sunday right before the election, probably.
He's claiming he's going to release it before then.
We'll be back 15 minutes past the hour.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Ooh, yeah. Hi, everybody. This is Johnny Van Zandt of Lynyrd Skynyrd, and you're listening to Rick and Bubba.
21 minutes past the hour of the Rick and Bubba Show. 866. We Be Big is our number. Wednesday Bible study back today, live at noon on our YouTube channel. That's Central Time, 1 o'clock Eastern. It'll be archived and out soon after we finish the book of 1 Peter today. All right, so let's do some old business first. This ongoing thing with Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, people keep sending us like we've never heard it.
Hey, have y'all heard about it?
We have heard it, and we did discuss it on yesterday's program. Or Mondays with yesterday's program.
And I
think by the things we're hearing out there, including people that we respect their opinion, and this is rare that I would say this, I think our spin on it is the one that has the most seems the most
I agree.
Valid. But anyway,
yeah. Well, you talking about Ride Again?
My question is though, with it being so controversial and it being out there and being the hot button like that it is, why hasn't Joe Buck or Troy Aikman got on Twitter and explained?
Yeah.
I don't think they do it Twitter, but maybe they do.
Why didn't they do it in the game? Let's say, hey, before we get started.
Aikman wasn't a part of it. It was Smoltz. I will say this, though. It was funny, and I don't know, maybe they do it this way every time, but they had the pregame show, they had the flyover, and then after the flyover, they tossed it to Joe Buck. In other words, they didn't let Joe Buck have any opportunity to talk about the flyover.
Somebody just said, how you like that flyover, Joe?
Do you want it again, just in case people don't
know? Hey, Rick, disrespectful.
Let's just review what was said, what happened.
Old business.
Old business.
Old business.
A lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover.
That's your hard-earned money and your tax dollars at work.
That stuff ain't happening with Kamala Biden ticket. I'll tell you that right now, partner.
And that was in Sunday's game where Tampa Bay was hosting Green Bay.
Well, it was not actually broadcast. It was what they're calling a hot mic,
mm-hmm.
and it was picked up off a satellite feed when they wasn't on the air. Hems, you got an update?
I do. This is from Aikman's Twitter account. I love a flyover, but it was odd to see one over a mostly empty stadium. But I am an unwavering patriot that loves this country, has always respected our flag, supported the men and women in the armed forces, as well as those in uniform who serve and protect. And for anyone to suggest otherwise doesn't know me, my beliefs, or what I have stood for my entire life.
Does he mention why he said that's not going to happen in the Kamala Biden?
He does not.
Ticket.
No.
See, I took it once Joe Buck went into that funny voice, it turned into a little comedy bit between them, and they were just entertaining themselves. You thought it might be some friction between them, that Joe Buck may be leaning more Democrat and Troy leaning more Republican, but they really didn't clear that up.
For all we know, we had a conversation before about why are we doing flyovers when nobody's here, you know. And then it comes over, hey, there's your tax dollar flying over, nobody sees it. You know, it could have. You don't know what all the conversations. And who cares, by the way?
Yeah, but
I don't think it's a big deal, no matter how it comes.
And as I had said yesterday, and I got a lot of confirmation from pilots who are military pilots yesterday, and y'all were probably copied on some of the emails too. They're going to go out and practice.
Yeah,
they're going to go out and fly. They're going to log hours. They're going to fly in formation. Sometimes they have to fly over cities. Sometimes they're flying out in rural areas. And they're going to be flying anyway.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, as a nice tie-in, I think they schedule those to take part with over a stadium and do this as part of this thing. So that we're not really paying for those per se. I mean, it's part of the training budget. Sure, we're buying jet fuel, but they're going to be burning it anyway.
Yeah, they're gonna be
so why
somewhere.
Not? As a taxpayer, I like to see what we're buying every now and then. Well, you know, it fires me up.
I love a good flyover.
And there's nothing political about a flyover. We're all in this country.
Exactly.
You know, we obviously have different approaches about how we should run this country, but we all are in the country. At least we can agree on that, right?
Yeah, so y'all can speak about this in the circles, and it was confirmed over and over again, as Bubba pointed out, by people who do this for a living and have served in the military, in these branches of our military. It's either going to fly over a stadium or it's going to fly over an obscure desert somewhere.
Right.
The jet fuel is going to be used either way, so why not? You almost can look at it as we're getting the most out of the jet fuel.
And Rick, even some of their training requires that they fly over urban areas. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can't just practice in mountains and then, you know, obviously they try to keep the public safe, but there's times they fly over urban areas.
Bottom line, this is not extra money that we have to go get to fly over football stadiums or baseball stadiums.
If you do away with flyovers, you haven't saved one dime.
No.
That's the bottom line.
So that argument doesn't stand.
So let's just move that one off the table.
Yeah, you're right. So really, it doesn't matter how many people's in the stadium. It's going to fly anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I understand from kind of a joking standpoint. I got 20,000 here. Why are we burning jet fuel? you know, where's the hot dog? You know, that kind of thing. But
yeah, I don't understand, we're making it a way deeper issue than it really is.
I would have liked to have seen Troy. I think Troy clarified there if you read between the lines and what he's saying. But I wish he'd have clarified just a little bit more for everybody.
Based on what he said on his Twitter account, I'm leaning now more that he also is making a negative comment about the Kamala Biden.
I think so.
Not a positive.
Yeah,
you know, we had him in studio.
You ain't had to worry about that, partner.
Several years ago.
Yeah, right there, Ted.
Yeah, you're
partner.
Right.
Don't worry about that because they don't like the military.
Biden.
It's like when I say something to you and I say, right, Large?
That's right. Exactly.
You know there's some comedy before
that. Pal.
Pal. How about it there, partner?
So I'm with you guys. I think it's turned into, of course, everything nowadays turns into a gigantic thing. If you don't believe that, just ask Chris Pratt. But that's funny. Yesterday, we got an update on that.
What in the world? Well, I mean, that just came out of nowhere, didn't it?
When you have Robert Downey Jr. defending people who are Christians, let me tell you, the left, y'all got to take a long look.
Oh, we got two or three of them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really stepping up.
Yeah.
Can I just say this? Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you see this on Robert Downey Jr.'s, and I saw last night Speedy and Adler, you know, as I've always learned. I'll even walk in sometimes, like I say, when there's something that we're getting ripped to shreds on, And I can come in and I can tell by my wife's countenance. I'm like, you didn't read comments, did you?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I know. You told me not to read comments. And I did. I don't read comments. there's some wicked, evil.
Oh, are they?
Dark, twisted people out there. Don't read. Especially when they can be anonymous, you know, which is cowardly. You know, they won't look you in the eye. They won't contact you directly. They won't call the show. I had one yesterday on like a, you know, I always, and I know we got to find a way to use these, but we talk about a lot. Periodically, I'll go in and check the messages on my office phone. Yesterday was a banner day. And there was one woman in there, and she goes through multiple messages back to back, just ripping us to shreds. And I'm thinking, this would have been great on the show.
I mean,
call the show. Talk to us directly. And then, because see, then you're listening to this message you can't respond to, and you're trying to go, well, I can explain that. No, you don't have that right. Well, I'll tell you why. And you can't do that when somebody gives you a one-way message and then hides behind, you know, some kind of anonymous deal. So I don't pay attention to those things because now we're not entering into a conversation. We're not entering into a debate. You're just trying to basically, you know, throw a rock and hide your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like if you won't come out and talk to somebody, look them in the eye, then I got no respect for you. Bottom of the hour, 866-WE-BE-BIG is the number. We'll come back. We will unpack that update on the whole Chris Pratt thing. We have that.
We got one other bit of old business I need to show you.
What you got?
Oh, I'll tell you about it.
Okay, we'll be back. More Rick and Bubba coming up.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Minutes past the hour of the Rick and Bubba Show. Thank you for being with us as we approach our 27th birthday.
I feel their eyes all over me.
I think I might be on to
it. Looking like conspiracy. I'm out of friends that I trust. Maybe they're on to us.
As we get ready to move into our 27th birthday, you might be thinking to yourself, hey, I'd like to put together a marketing plan with the old Rick and Bubba Show. You know, I hear those partnerships and those people do really well. I'd like to get my product out there. Well, you can put together a marketing plan with the Rick and Bubba Show. We have that available for you. If you're looking to maybe do something across the entire network and all the different platforms that we are on, you can contact our friends at Syndicated Solutions. They do all that, and they'll tell you exactly how you can put together a marketing plan with us. Maybe you're starting to plan what you're going to do in 2021. We've come through all this bizarreness, and maybe we get on the other side of the election, and you're like, all right, I see what we're facing now. Now I want to get my game plan together. Just go to rickandbubba@syndicatedsolutions.com. That's an email, rickandbubba@syndicatedsolutions.com. You also can go to rickandbubba.com under contact. You'll find their information there too. And then we'll put together a plan, and maybe you'll be, you know, the next great partnership with the Rick and Bubba Show going into the next phase of Rick and Bubba history.
And we don't always have a lot of availability, so.
Yeah, so make a move, and we'll get that done. And don't be standing over it going, well, I meant to, but now that I've
– Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Goody, woulda, woulda. Woody. He did. All right, so
that, buddy.
I know, Bubba, you're about to – I know you're about to implode to show me John McEnroe.
No, we were talking about presidents and their first pitch, and we looked at several of them on the show. We even looked at some off-air later on in the day.
Yeah, that was good, yeah.
Richard Nixon's had to be one of the strangest. He did a skyhook with his.
Guys, Richard Nixon's even looks like almost like they edited it together to look like he threw a pitch and he didn't even throw.
Yeah, were they 10 strange. Feet away?
You know how they'll do a basketball shot and you don't see it in the air and it goes through. Yeah. That's what
we were inundated yesterday in email with first pitches from ball games. And even though he's not a president, I tell you, I was pretty impressed with John McEnroe, Johnny Mac. The tennis sensation, who we've had here on the show, he went out there and threw a heater, and you just don't see that much from first pitch.
So when was this, last night?
This was the Mets.
This is something
90 years ago.
Yeah, this was the Mets and the Yankees.
Rick, I want to bring this up. Once we're done watching this, I have a question for Bubba I think everybody is wanting me to ask.
Okay,
and we just hadn't.
Do you know we've got it under here? Is it under Pat McEnroe?
Possibly, yes.
Bubba's daddy. That's what's under.
So here it is. All right, here
we're supposed to say that, Greg. That's not
Johnny right. Mack from here in Queens. Johnny Mack, big Mets fan.
Was this 96?
Ceremonial first pitch.
I said that.
Watch this arm from the Wimbledon U.S. Open champ.
Yeah, some fuzz on it from the left side.
A lot of teams looking for lefties.
better put his name in that.
We just missed the deadline. Johnny Mack.
That's really good.
That's a heat on it. Yeah.
It looks like it was from 20. It was published August 2nd, 2016.
Well, we had all kind of stuff.
1974.
We had all kind of first pitches sent to us yesterday in email. So I just thought that
was good.
The Mets and the Yankees.
Because, really man, he brought the – you just don't see people throwing heat.
You know about Johnny Mack?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go Johnny Mack.
Yep. Johnny Mack.
Johnny Mack Dobbins.
Johnny.
So what question?
All right, I got another
question. Two abbreviation names together. It really goes good.
Yeah, it does.
I feel like if this wouldn't have been a tennis player, we would not be playing this today. Because we all know Bubba's love
unless
for tennis.
It was a president.
Okay. Yeah. Unless it was a president.
Yeah, because we had a president
thing going. I think that's a fair statement.
Yeah.
But my question is this, and I'm getting this a lot, Bubba, in the tennis community, and so I honestly don't know what to tell them these days. Their question is, so Bubba's just cooled on tennis. What's going on with him in tennis? And so you think about this. Because what do we say? What do you want to know what somebody's into? Watch their life.
Yeah.
He doesn't play anymore.
Yeah.
He doesn't coach anymore, and you don't really watch it that much anymore. Mm. So are you into tennis?
Yeah, I still enjoy it. I'm just, everything is a sine wave, and I'm maybe on low tide right now.
Right, yeah.
But it'll be back. It's no problem. Far as playing, 5 knee surgeries, I just can't go through another one and another rehab. So
well, then there was the pickleball.
I just don't want to get out there and do too much.
The pickleball incident was a horrifying wake-up call.
That proved it, Rick.
Yeah.
That was immediate. And that was just kind of walking around, not even getting after it.
Yeah. That was as painful a thing as I've had in a while. Yeah. When I had to have Ham cram me in the Jeep.
Yeah.
That was a tough day.
That was when I say he got behind me, he got behind me.
Right. Right. Are you saying that?
Dead weight, wasn't it, buddy?
Are you saying there's no way physically to do what would be required?
Well, here's the thing, Bubba.
I just don't want another one. Well, I'm finally at that. I wasn't gun shy after the first 3 or 4, but I'm a little gun shy now. I just don't want another injury with knees. I'm just had enough.
Well,
because I'm gonna have to get a replacement at some point, and I'm trying to push that off as much as possible.
I feel
especially
like
the pandemic years.
Yeah. I feel like I'm giving people false hope, and that's why I wanted to ask this question, because I am playing as much as I have in 10 years, and every night I play, I see somebody else that was in our circle.
Well, you're in that circle.
And
now.
So, and they're like, hey, when's Bubba coming out here, man? They think just because I'm back into it, well, that means Bubba must be back into it.
I don't know if you've noticed, me and you seem to be on opposite sides of the sun. When you're in, I'm out. When I'm in, you're out. So, I don't know. When you slack up, I'll probably get in it again.
Yeah. I know where you are, Helmsy, because we've trying to do a little bit better. There was a time where Bubba claimed he was gonna go and try to
we
work
even
out
went
and do a little bit
a few
better.
Times, yeah.
And every time I would walk in there, and Greg, you remember this, they would go, "Hey, is Bubba coming today? Is he here?"
They're excited. Welcome, Bubba.
I had to kind of keep coming up with different reasons why he wasn't there, and then finally one day, and it was tough. I looked at him. I go, "I got to tell you something. He is never coming."
That's probably what I'm going to have to start doing.
He's not coming in here. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
I mean, you lower expectations. You don't raise them.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So you just got to do that.
Or do this.
Yeah, you're right.
Because this is what I did at Godspeed. They think Bubba's coming to Godspeed.
Still?
Yeah, I just always say, did y'all not see him?
Okay. So you tried that.
And then I'll do this. I said, he just turned.
He's been in here.
And there you go.
And so they all think, they're like, man. I said, he doesn't do the 3 o'clock. I said, late in the day for him.
Yeah. There you go.
And I said, but
he's here now.
I said, he was probably at the 11:30. Mm-hmm. And they'll go, I didn't see him. And I said, well,
I missed him again.
Right.
Just missed.
You listen,
you ever do what you do to us?
Listen, I will never forget the day that Bubba went down to tour it and to kind of look around. And then, of course, they have all this.
Well, that sealed it.
No, Greg. No, don't miss this point. This is Bill Bubba Busty. This is a unique individual right here. Okay. Watching the face. Okay, so he's walking around, and they're all talking about they do this. All of a sudden, Bubba goes, "What about this? What about if y'all just take me out there and throw the football with me?"
And these
highly trained trainers they've been talking nutrition.
Really?
They've been talking about doing this and how you ease your way into it, low impact, all this kind of stuff. Hey, what do you think about? It was almost that same voice. Hey, where'd you get that sandwich? Hey, what do you think about? We'll go on this field. Y'all just throw the football with me. Look, and you can just see them looking at all their different workouts, and they can't find that one.
Yeah, you know, throwing football. Well, he saw that turf out there.
Yeah,
turf does fire you up.
I wanted to run some routes out there.
We think about going to this stone football with me.
Do y'all have that in any of y'all's workouts of the day?
Look at my schedule.
My luck, I got squats. Yeah. I got deadlifts.
My luck, I get hurt running an out pattern. You know?
Well, that pickleball thing spooked you.
Yeah, it did.
Just because you thought, well, let me just move around, see where I'm at. Bam! I mean, you got stuck so quick.
I could see him on the rower.
Huh? Well, what was the time?
There's no running there.
Look, I've tore ACL, didn't hurt
so,
that much.
But Bubba, you said
I've had that injury before.
Five knee surgeries, and you don't want a replacement. So, I mean, if you're not going to go that far with it, I would say you're done with tennis.
It's over.
Well, I mean,
what it requires.
If I can't go and play at a certain level that I want to play, I'm not fired up.
No,
I get that completely.
And be drug behind the net, you know.
Right.
That's no fun. No, I need to get out and hit some. That'll help.
No,
of course, gives you false hope.
Just fluttered when I heard that.
I know.
And I thought, why are you letting him do that to you?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you where you are.
It's not a good year good time of year to start, though, because it's about to get bad weather.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Yeah,
although it's beautiful.
Those hard winters.
This low 70s, high 60s.
Rick, you talking about that rough Alabama winter?
Yeah, Bubba, I actually played tennis as well.
This would have been a good week to be out there.
Actually, we're in Minnesota.
I didn't even know it. I just said I want to be outside doing something.
I will say this. Cold weather tennis.
I even won one pickleball race.
Cold weather tennis is about as miserable to me as you can get.
Well, you only take a few days off, then it's back to 60s and 70s.
But I understand what you're saying on the other point you made, because it's a little bit different because I've never started it. But, you know, I get all this they've quit now because they've realized, like, these people, whether it's no use, about you need to play golf. And I said, just what Bubba said, I said, here's the deal. I'm not anti-playing golf. It looks like a blast.
Oh, yeah.
However, it's too late.
Yeah.
What it would take for me to be good enough to enjoy it, I can't pull off.
Yeah.
And I missed the window because I don't want to do something that I can at least be competitive. You know, at least do it well enough to enjoy. I would be so bad, I couldn't even enjoy it. And I understand that mindset. Yeah. If you can't go out there and play at some level. Hey,
Greg knows I like to give myself a pep talk.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard a good one one day.
So, you know, it would take too long for me to be. By the time I'm good enough to want to play golf, I'd be dead. Greg, you saw
that. Looks good.
Oh, Mr. Reality walks in and sits down across the room. And you just embrace him.
Oh,
golly. 15 minutes to the top of the hour.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
This is John McEnroe, and you're listening to the Rick and Bubba Show.
9 minutes to the top of the hour of the Rick and Bubba Show. We're back. Thanks for being here.
She is a lady, comes from all around.
Willa Mead is back in play. It's going to happen today, tomorrow, Friday. Certainly will happen Friday if we don't get it in before then.
And now she walks kind of funny.
All right, so Trump update.
I'm very proud of
Trump
myself.
You can't always get what you want.
Incredible.
Really amazing.
Don't be stupid.
But if you try some you might find
deal or no deal.
You get what you need.
I don't wear a toupee. It's my hair.
Vote Trump. Yeah, baby, vote Trump.
Trump. Trump. Trump. Trump.
How many days are we now? 13? 14?
13.
13. Getting close.
1-3. Yeah.
That's getting close. Getting close. Stomping all over.
Got another debate coming up tomorrow night.
That ought to be a good one.
And they're gonna mute the microphones this time.
So you're gonna see a lot of this with Trump.
or off mic.
Fake news. He may leave his mic and walk over to Biden's.
Well,
he will be heard somehow.
Move out of the way. Let me tell you something.
Going back to this, we know that this is going to be as anything dealing, unless they can get a debate that Sean Hannity is the moderator. Okay. Trump is going to be thrown in the hapa, and they're going to try to talk about and him explain why are you so evil and why are you so wicked and tell us why are you the way you are.
and then they're going to protect Joe and coddle him.
Basement Joe.
And we know that's how it's going to go.
Yeah, right.
But it can also be a good thing because I think people can be galvanized into seeing these things going. See, it's so obvious what they're doing.
Let me ask you this. The Commission on Presidential Debates are supposed to be a nonpartisan thing where they're just trying to get candidates out there. How come they keep picking candidates that have all kind of Democratic – I mean, moderators that have all kind of Democratic ties?
I know.
This girl that's going to be the moderator, Rick, her family has donated to Biden.
I know.
They donated to Obama. They were all – I mean, they're all up in the Democratic causes. It's happened in the last debate. I mean, when are we going to have someone – one of two things. One, either balance it out. Put a conservative in there with all these liberals, okay? Or can we not find one person that hasn't donated to Trump or Biden that can do this? Not one.
I would say
somebody
I think
it's just a moderate.
That doesn't have a track record of their family being in bed with one of the parties.
Well, I would have thought that we could have gotten close to that with Chris Wallace. In all fairness, I mean, I think Chris Wallace is pretty balanced in today's standard. By today's standard,
but he has a history of being cantankerous with Trump.
No question about that.
Very good word for you today.
I'm comparing it to who we're going to have Thursday. Comparing it to what we're about to have tomorrow night.
I
think Chris Wallace is better than what we'll see tomorrow night.
Yeah, you're going to see this girl popping champagne at the Biden headquarters if he wins. Yeah. You know why? How are you a moderator in this?
And now,
so he'll be debating the moderator and
again.
Biden. Yeah,
sure. The girl though, to be honest, I think it may have backfired a little bit. A lot of people did not like the way she treated him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Some of this, I think Trump does for what you just said, Greg, for people to go, see there? Exactly what Trump tells us about them. They're just like he said.
Yeah,
they are.
You're right.
And that because he can't be caught off guard by it, like the 60 Minutes thing.
Yeah.
So now we're going to talk about 60 Minutes. Right. I don't believe.
Leslie Stahl.
Yeah. Trump certainly couldn't have been caught off guard that 60 Minutes was going to go after him. It's 60 minutes.
Well, everybody knows. I mean, we used to have that joke about, you know, it's a bad day when you answer the door. Mike Wallace is at the door with 60 Minutes crew. Yeah. I mean, they the way they do an interview, the way they frame their shots, everybody looks guilty.
Now, is that Chris Wallace's father, by the way? Mike Wallace? Is that his father, Chris Wallace?
I don't know.
Chris looks a little old for that.
I don't know. So Mike Wallace was one of those original guys. Maury Schaefer, I think was his name.
Oh, yeah. Morley.
Morley Schaefer. It couldn't be a normal
What's
name.
What's her name?
For some reason, I had Mike Wallace related to Chris Wallace.
Maybe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, I think he's kin to Bubba Wallace.
Yeah. That's correct. But anyway, so Leslie Stahl interviews Trump, and Trump's mad about it. The discussion is that Trump got up and did not finish the interview.
It's such a biased interview that he said I was done, and so he's been talking about it on Twitter, and Adler's showing that now.
So he says he's thinking of posting his interview with Leslie Stahl 60 Minutes before they can air it because he's afraid they may edit it and all this. Mm-hmm. He wants to get it out there and say, here's how it went.
Right. And I guess in this 60 Minute thing, in the story, it's saying that she interviewed him, Vice President Pence, and I think she's over there interviewing Biden and Kamala as well, and I think it's supposed to be a big show or something. I don't know. And in his portion of the interview, it went so bad that he cut the interview off.
He said, I'm going to show how fake and biased the sit-down was.
And then she said she was in the White House. Then he said that she was in the White House without a mask on and put this out on Twitter showing her in the White House without a mask on.
Right. Well, Helmsley saying that Mike Wallace is Chris Wallace's dad.
It is.
That Mike Wallace is Chris Wallace's dad.
How about that?
That goes to show
Chris Wallace. I don't know. Who is Chris Wallace? Who is that? Who are we talking about?
The first moderator.
The first moderator.
You know, the
on
news
Fox
guy.
News.
Yeah, he's on Fox News. Chris Wallace.
Oh, that guy. That's Mike Wallace's son.
Correct.
I didn't know that.
Correct.
And his granddad was George Wallace. That was the governor.
Greg, Greg adding two things.
If you could come up with more Wallaces, I really would like that.
And
there's a few of them.
Well, and you know his cousin is Rusty Wallace.
Yeah, Rusty and Mike.
Thank you.
And their younger cousin
Bubba
Wallace.
There you go, right there.
All right, is it true that Chris Wallace is a registered Democrat? I've heard that, too, on social media. Social media puts
him
out.
Chris looks too old for his son.
Here's the thing. We're trying to go overboard. I'm on the presidential commission, okay? And I want this to be no one can say anything about us because we're going to make this so fair. You can't do it. I have Chris Wallace. I have this other. And then I've got this girl who's, I mean – you know, all about the Democrats, okay? Family donates and all this. I mean, can't we find somebody who's neutral? Or at least if we go, well, there's nobody neutral. You're either one or the other.
No, no.
Well, balance it out then.
Not anymore. You heard the person call the show who said this, and this is the way it once was. My wife said it too when she was going through journalism school. There was a time it was considered to be a mark against you as a human being if you were a journalist and anybody had any idea of what your political leanings
were. Right, right. You were not supposed to be the story.
No. And it was if you're a Democrat or Republican. And remember, the professor said, everybody raise your hand. He said, all right, these will be the last time in your life as a reporter that anybody ever knew that.
Well, yeah, exactly. But here's the deal.
Or
just give both sides of the story.
It's the moderator's job, and I may not have the jobs right, or just to ask the questions that have been whoever comes up with the questions. You just read them and go, you'd basically just
officiating. Well, the moderator has a little more control because guess what? They're also deciding the topics.
But are you supposed to debate them?
No, and they do.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be debating.
I thought they were debating each other.
Well, I guess you have to look at how you look at the moderator job. Are you supposed to call somebody out on something? Are you just supposed to go, okay, back to you? Are you
can tell
referee
before it starts based off what the moderator has picked as the question,
yep,
if it's biased or not.
Yeah,
and in this case, it is.
In this case, historically, the last debate has been about foreign policy. But she's picked topics we already covered.
So
and
anyway,
guess what? There's the three
white
supremacy
in there
that Trump tests the lowest on.
Perfect. Exactly
Rick
what I'm talking
Bubba,
about.
Rick and Bubba.